Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win.
I just give honor to the Holy Spirit of God and I welcome you in the precious name of Jesus. This is me, Pastor Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with your words. Amen. And today I want to just have a quick word about being redeemed from failure. I want to let you know that many people struggle with failures and discouragement. Some people suffer with anxiety and worry and fear. But I want to let you know that you've been redeemed from failure. Failure is not your portion. Failure is not your parents' portion. Failure is not your kids' portion. Failure is not your portion. I don't care what you've done, how you've messed up in the past. I don't care how your mum messed up, your dad messed up. I don't care what they say about your family, what your generations before you may have done. I want to let you know that you have been redeemed from the curse. You've been redeemed from failure. I'm going to say that again. I want someone to get this. You've been redeemed from failure. You need to start changing the way you think. You've got to start thinking like a winner. You've got to start thinking like you know you're a champion, like you know you've been redeemed, like you know that God is on your side. You've got to start thinking like you know that if God is for me, then who can be against me? You've got to start thinking like David, amen, a giant killer. You've got to start thinking like Joshua, a warrior and a conqueror. That's how you got to start thinking. Failure is not your portion. And if you failed in the past and you've messed up in the past, forget the former things. Forget the things that you've done in the past, the things that you know that keeps weighing you down, that you keep going back to. You said, oh, I failed. I've done this 10 years ago, 5 years ago. Listen to me. If you've done something, messed up five, who hasn't failed? We've all failed. But if you're still kicking yourself about something you've done 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, listen to me. God said, listen to me. I've thrown it away in the sea of forgetfulness. When you keep coming to God and say, God, forgive me what I've done, and you keep telling him about 100 million times, listen to me. He said, I don't know what you're talking about. I've forgiven you. The Bible says, I've thrown away your sins in the sea of forgetfulness. I will not remember your sin anymore. Read the Bible. It's there. We're talking about failure. Who else has failed? The biggest failure. When we look at one of the biggest failures in the Bible, when we look at the tribe of Benjamin and we look at the house of Saul, Saul was the first king of Israel, chosen to be king over God's people. What an honor. And we know that God chose him for his family to reign. Amen. For his sons and sons and sons to reign. But the one thing about Saul, he messed up and he messed up big time. He rebelled against God. He disobeyed God. Got in pride, stopped listening to God, and God stripped away the kingdom from him. As we know, he gave it to David, a man of the tribe of Judah. So we know that, listen to me, he messed up. Benjamin is known as having the first king, but no kings no more. No kings are coming from you. But God has a funny way of turning things around. If you fast forward hundreds of centuries later, amen, centuries later, we find a little girl called Hadassah. You may know her better as Esther. And she was from the tribe of, you guessed it, the tribe of Benjamin, her and her uncle. In fact, that they were from the house of Kish. Kish? Who's Kish? The same family that Saul was from, the house of Kish. And what did God do? He raised her up to save not just her nation, but the entire Jewish people, to save the entire Jewish people wherever they are. He gave her the courage to fast 3 days and three nights and called the rest of the Jewish people to fast. And he said, I'm going to go in, I'm going to touch this king's scepter. If he reaches it out, then yes, I'm good. But if he doesn't, I perish, I perish. But listen to me, gave this young girl boldness. And he gave her the grace, amen, to go into the king and obtain favor that she may save not just her family, but the whole Jewish people. Listen to me, God has a way of redeeming you and redeeming your family. It doesn't matter what your family done in the past. Listen to me, God has a way of making your family's names great in the name of Jesus. And I decree and I declare God is going to make your family name great. And just to let you know, there's someone else who was from the tribe of Benjamin. There was a man that was going around in the New Testament. And listen to me, this man was zealous. And when you read about the Benjamin, when you read about Jacob's blessing, I believe in Genesis 48, 49, when he gets to Benjamin, he said, Benjamin is as a ravenous wolf that will devour his prey in the morning and divide the spoil in the evening. So he's talking about Benjamin being a very ferocious and a warrior type, very courageous, but also very fierce. Amen. In regards to Benjamin. And we know the Benjaminites were quite fierce and they were very courageous. But there was a man in the New Testament who was also called, you guessed it, Saul, Saul of Tarsus, and he was courageous for what he was doing, and he was very fierce in what he was doing, and he was hauling out Christians, chasing on Christians, locking them up, men and women, and he was assaulting the church. He was doing some crazy stuff. We'd know him as a terrorist right now, but he was doing it, and he was doing it of all his heart. But listen to me, one day he had an encounter with God, and I want to let you know, if you are facing failure in your life, that's all you need is one encounter with Jesus. I don't care how you've messed up. You may have been on drugs. You may have been to prison. You may have lost everything. But let me tell you something. If you've lost everything, lost your money, lost your home, lost your family, lost integrity, if you've lost everything, but you still have your life, listen to me. Give what you have left to Jesus, and he'll make something special out of your life. And listen to me, Saul of Tarsus had an encounter with Jesus, and he was also, you guessed it, a Benjamite. Amen. And God used this man to write 3/4 of the New Testament. He used this man from this small little tribe, this insignificant tribe, to spread the gospel to the known world. Wherever he went, people were getting saved, healed, delivered. Wherever he went, there were riots. Why? Because he was upsetting the status quo, because God changed his direction. And I want to let you know, if you are facing failure in your life, because he thought he was succeeding, but in the eyes of heaven, he was actually failing. Why? Because he was in religion and he was persecuting the church of Jesus Christ. But Jesus Christ gave him an encounter, met him on the road to Damascus. And for some of you, this might be your Damascus road. God is saying, I'm willing to change everything about you. I'm willing to write off your failure or what you saw as failure, and I'm willing to make you a success. Listen to me, you've been redeemed from failure. And now we know Saul, who now become Paul, amen, Apostle Paul of the tribe of Benjamin, amen, that God used in a supernatural way to preach the gospel to the known world. And even now, we're still preaching his messages. We're still being encouraged by his words. Why? Because God met him and God gave him an encounter and God raised him up to use him for his glory. Amen. He thought he was doing well, but really and truly, he was failing in God's eyes. But God has a way of taking your failure, amen, and taking your mess and making it a message. Listen to me, it's not over. You've been redeemed from failure. If you've been facing failure, all you need to do is just pray and say, God, listen to me. My life is not my own. In fact, I have no life. You may be looking at suicide and you want to throw away your life. Listen to me, don't throw away your life. If you're going to throw away your life, before you do it, just give your life to Jesus. Amen. He's the one that can turn everything around. If you're looking at failure, listen to me, just put it in the Lord's hands. I want to encourage someone that you have been redeemed from failure. This has been me, Pastor Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with your words. Be blessed.
Thank you for tuning to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.